pray. Now, in a way of opening this morning, I want to turn to a scripture. Now, I'm 77 years old. I'll be 78 in July. And all the years that I've been around, you know, I've heard recently of times whenever a child was caught with a Bible at school that he sent to the principal's office for having a Bible in school. But I came up during a time when Bibles in schools were not even thought of to be anything but a good thing. And so I was required as a young child, I don't remember, fourth, fifth grade, to actually memorize scripture and stand before the class and not read it from the scripture itself, but to quote it. And I'm going to go over one that I had to remember. One of them, was, of course, was the 23rd Psalm. And we had a very, very sound sermon that was preached to us by Elder Mark Quarles just a few weeks back on the 23rd Psalm. But 23rd Psalm was one I had to stand before the class and repeat or quote to the class. Well, the 100th Psalm is another one. So in the way of opening this morning, I want to read and go and have a few remarks from the 100th Psalm. 100th Psalm says this: "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." Now, we have done that this morning in our singing. We've sang and made praises unto our God through our voices, singing praise to God. We have stood together and sang songs, making ourselves a joyful noise unto the Lord. And then it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Now, we ought to be glad. I hope you're like me. You know, when Monday comes, that's always a dreaded day. Back when I used to work, Monday was always a dreaded day. But now that I'm retired, Monday is a dreaded day for me. Why? Because it's so long till I get to meet together with the children of God and hear the gospel proclaimed and to worship and praise my God. Serve the Lord with gladness. Now, you know, different people go to church for different reasons and for different things. Some people go out of necessity. They think if they don't go to church, they won't go to heaven. But I don't go to church to earn my way to heaven. Jesus earned that for me. I go to church because it's my obligation and duty, and I want to serve the Lord. And I do it with gladness, not out of obligation, not out of any reason other than I'm glad to serve the Lord. It makes my heart merry to know I'm meeting together with God's children in a way to sing praises unto Him and to worship and adore and praise our God for the thing that He's done for me through the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Now, like I said, we have met together. We have sung. Now, there's a scripture that tells us how we're to sing. We're not to sing together with the aid of musical instruments. Why? Because musical instruments are not authorized in the Bible. Musical instruments are a man-made thing. And we don't worship God with things made of man. We worship God with our voice, which came to us and was given to us by God Himself. And we worship Him. And we come together and we sing and make melody in our hearts unto the Lord. Yes, come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. Now, you know, that's a great thing every time we meet together to think of that. Know ye that the Lord, Lord. He is God. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He not only was the Son of Man, but He was the Son of God. In other words, He was all man. He was all God. He was 100% man. He was 100% God. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. And then He says, it is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. That makes me think of the scripture that says, I am what I am by the grace of God. We are what we are because God has wonderfully made us, each individual one of us, who we are ourselves. Know ye the Lord, that He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. I love that scripture. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture, and He is our shepherd. And to know that we are the sheep of His pasture tells me that if I'm the sheep of His pasture, then He is my shepherd. And Jesus said on one occasion, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Yes, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. It's great to know that we are the sheep of His pasture. And then it says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. I hope you've come here with thanksgiving in your heart at the opportunity we have to gather ourselves here in this way to worship the Lord. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. And then that last verse, the most wonderful of all five of them, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. And I like that fact, because what we have here as Primitive Baptists is the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. The truth of the finished work of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's the most important thing about gathering together here in this way. You know, children of God are gathered together in all sorts of denominations and orders of people in this world. But where you have a true place where you can gather together in the truth of the finished and completed work of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for salvation that's of the Lord and the Lord alone. I thank you for your attention. Now pray for Brother Ricky Harcrow as he comes to preach the gospel to us.